it is the media portrayal of these issues and getting the student stories out there that is starting to perk up the ears of members of both the government and the opposition. We need to find a transparent way and a good way of peeling back the carpet and looking at what's underneath. And what I've been hearing today from students directly is that what is underneath is very muddy. It's murky, it's complex, and it's a combination of a lack of services, a lack of welfare considerations, and coupled with the exploitation of vulnerable young people who have left their families to come and study in Australia.
Can you tell us about some of those students' stories?
There's a number of different things. It ranges from students who arrive at the international airport. They know that they've been accepted to a university course. They know where the university is, but they've given no advice or support or provision of basic accommodation and support services to establish themselves so that they can live here while studying. A number of students had to find other places to sleep for the first few weeks, such as libraries in their universities, corridors of their educational institutions, because they simply could not find somewhere else to live.
What should we be doing to make sure our international students are looked after?
We do have a variety of different things in legislation that are meant to regulate the sector, yet they are not enforced. There is not enough resources being put into compliance and monitoring of various educational institutions. There are plenty of examples of where students have been targeted because they haven't met their student visa requirements and have been deported and sent home, yet educational institutions who are making thousands and thousands, billions of dollars from this sector are rarely caught on to and called on to comply with even the current regulations, let alone the best practice standards that desperately need to be implemented.
There's been some speculation that because international students do pay a lot of money and a lot of money goes into the universities, that lecturers are actually dumbing down, for want of a better term, their teaching style to accommodate for international students. What do you think of that?
The international student sector has become a market-driven industry that where students are simply seen as commodity. And as some students have expressed, they feel as though they're cash cows. And there is some truth behind why they feel like that. Whether it be courses that are being delivered are not necessarily up to scratch with what they had expected or what was promoted to them, or they are failed so that they have to repay for that semester. And those students who are there because they chose Australia as a place they wanted to come and get their education, believing that they were going to get a good education, are now questioning what type of quality they are getting for their money. We cannot afford for Australia's international education reputation to become any more tattered.